Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A new organization has been formed to help Knoxville grow and prosper. It's called Thrive Knoxville. Let's go in depth with Aaron Adams and Heather Ussery with the City of Knoxville, Kevin Kincaid and Katrina Nelson with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Teresa Mott, business owner and on the board of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and Cassie Pearson, superintendent of the Knoxville Public Schools. So Cassie, how did Thrive Knoxville start?
Actually, about 2 years ago, a little more than that, came up with the idea from some other communities that had put together a joint publication that was really put out, you know, multiple times a year, 3 or 4 times a year, that highlighted some of the interesting things within their organization. So a few years ago, we approached the hospital and the city, along with the school, and created what we had called Knoxville Living. And it was a publication that came out 3 times a year and had a different theme every volume that we put out. And over the course of the 2 years, found a lot of great collaborative efforts that kind of spun off from that. And we kept asking the question, how do we measure our impact on Knoxville Living as a publication? And we really struggled to do that. And so this past spring, we started talking about other things we might be able to do that, again, promotes all the positive things going on in our community and helps lift things up. And from those conversations, Thrive Knoxville was born.
So the purpose is to bring the community together and work together to tell the positive Knoxville story.
Yes, our purpose we actually defined as to intentionally promote and reinforce positive actions that will help Knoxville be a growing, thriving community.
Well, and Teresa, that's what you're all about as a small business owner. And then also, if I'm remembering correctly, Living Windows started as one of our best celebrations, started as your brainchild.
Yes, that's true. Many years ago, that started as a way to actually market my dance students while bringing something positive to the community and bringing community members together downtown and showcasing our retail stores. That is one of the things that we'd like to revive with Thrive, is get some new things happening downtown in the Living Windows. We're going to collaborate with the schools this year, hopefully have some kind of competitive windows, maybe have the football team doing a window versus a second grade class or an art class or the choral classes, or just trying to revive that a little bit, along with a lot of other positive things happening with Thrive. And you know, I think we have the attitude that if you're going to live here, why not make it the best place ever?
Well, and when Living Windows, it's fun even when it's snowing and cold and sleet and hail, but there's some nights that just been perfect, and it's just such a wonderful celebration that everybody loves. People come from all over for that.
They do, and it's such a sweet, comforting feeling on those nights when it's so nice and people are wandering out around the square, visiting with each other, seeing friends and acquaintances you haven't seen for a long time. That's what we want to relive in many things throughout Knoxville, so we want lots of those events.
I can almost taste the roasted chestnuts as we speak. It's a fun event. I really like it. Well, what's the hospital's involvement?
Well, so when we first started with Knoxville Living, there was probably an element of selfish interest there, is that we had a lot going on as a evolving organization that had changed a lot in a short period of time. And we had a lot of different things happening. We had new people there, new services, and we're always looking for a way to get the message out in a positive way. And so when Cassie talked to us about potentially collaborating on this publication, immediately the advantages of that became apparent, that that's going to be a great avenue for us to talk about not only the things that we're doing at the hospital, but all the other things that we try to support and try to make sure there's strong as possible here in our community. So through that, you know, basically we found that there's tons of really cool things happening in Knoxville all the time. And then afterwards, if you see a low turnout, then you talk to folks, a lot of times you'll hear, well, I didn't even know about it. I didn't know that that was going down. And so we thought bringing some organizations together, we're a pretty natural partner with the city and the school systems, pretty intertwined. And so it really made sense for us to just to continue to be a part of this, because we always have events going on, and trying to make sure that we put as positive a spin on it as possible, because, you know, living in this social media world that we have right now, we need to be as big a voice as anything out there, so that people understand that there's a lot of really nice and neat things that happen all the time in Knoxville, and if you want to be out there, there's some good stuff happening.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the new organization called Thrive Knoxville with Aaron Adams, Heather Ussery, Kevin Kincaid, Katrina Nelson, Teresa Mott, and Cassie Pearson. Well, the hospital just doesn't sit in isolation from the community. You just aren't out there all by yourself. You're fully integrated. People live and work here. And as the city goes, so does the hospital.
Yeah, and certainly the school, I'll add to that too. I mean, all of that. And that's kind of where we really got involved in this, is that when we want to recruit professionals, you know, we want the best and brightest in that building to take care of people. And the first thing they'll ask is things like, oh, well, tell me about the school and what goes on there. And they want to have a good feel for that. They want to have a place to live. They want to be able to go to the movie theater and all the things that we've got going on. Is that we cannot just live out there on an island and expect to get the best and brightest, because that's not going to happen. So we become more involved in the community all the time. Hospitals used to be just a brick building that you came to when you were sick and injured, and things are evolving to where we have responsibilities to make the community healthy and to do our part. And so this is a natural extension of that.
Well, and Katrina, you're always working to promote activities at the hospital and telling the hospital stories. How do you see your role here?
I see my role here with Thrive as, you know, just helping get the message out. You know, we have a lot of great events planned, and, you know, just getting the message out so that everybody knows about it, so that they know what's happening, where it's happening, and how they can become involved with it.
Well, what's the city's role, Aaron?
Well, I think the city sees itself very similar to what Kevin just described with the hospital. You know, really, municipal government at the heart of it is about quality of life and trying to help provide quality of life to a community. And so we feel like as a city, we have a lot to offer, especially with a lot of the projects we're taking on right now. Some things just as simple as paving streets and fixing sewers that help the world go around, but trying to add to that with amenities that Knoxville may not have had in the past. Things like our project to bring recreation trails, to work collaboratively with the schools to bring tennis courts, and to revitalize Young's Park. And these are things that just become a lot closer to reality when we have support from the community. And so we have this positive story, and we just want to be able to share that with the community.
Well, and Heather, in your new role, you'll be doing this kind of outreach and trying to work hard as well to making Knoxville a better place.
Yes, definitely. I'm very excited to be a part of such an organization that brings positive feedback to the community. Like Kevin said, with negativity on social media and items like that, it's great to have an organization come together and such powerful groups in the community wanting to build a better community altogether.
Yeah, what's this deal with the negativity on Facebook? I just don't get it. Can somebody explain it to me? Why do people do that?
I think it's easier. So we sat around and we tried to figure out, where is the Facebook plug? And apparently you can't unplug it, so it's there. So I think that we had an awesome post that went up on Facebook and was shared all over town about an experience in the ER. And it's just so much easier to complain or say something that's negative versus taking the time to appreciate the person that served you food tonight at the restaurant. You're with your family, and guess what? They're not with theirs. How about showing some appreciation for people that get up every day, teach school, police our streets, all those sorts of things. And I think if we just create that as a new habit and stand up a little bit when people have pushed it a little too far, that, you know, this is, you can either tear down a community or build it up with social media. And it's probably time that we start saying, I think it's time to start building it up.
And I'm just going to be honest with you, a lot of the biggest complainers aren't people that I see doing positive things in the community. Is that just me, or it's sometimes it's people I don't even know, that I don't understand why they would want to live in a place if they're going to be so critical of it? Is that just me that sees that?
I think we all see that. This is probably a great time to mention our first initiative is bringing Will Bowen in, and he is an inspirational speaker. He'll be here August 20th and 21st doing three programs, and his title is Live a Complaint-Free World. Basically, if you're going to complain, get up and do something about it. And if you're just sitting back on your heels and are disgruntled about something, or you're happy about something, let's get together. Let's work this out and make this a better place to live.
A complaint-free world.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Where and when is he going to be here?
He will be here Sunday, August 20th. All three events will be held at KPAC. It's open to the public. He'll have a 6:30 performance on Sunday, August 20th, and Monday, August 21st. He'll be here 8:30 in the morning and 6:30 p.m.
So he's a big thinker. He's somebody that's thought about how to make communities better.
He has, and he has been, he's an international speaker, so he is well sought by many different organizations. We're excited to bring him here to Knoxville. One of the things I like the best about his message is he calls people to action. You know, if you have something that you're not quite satisfied with, let's find a way to do something about it and actually improve the world, and working collaboratively. And that's really what Thrive Knoxville is. How can we reach out? We believe in Knoxville. We believe it's a great place to live already, but we also believe that there's more we could be doing. So as a group, as an organization, we invite anyone to join us. We are going to have a lunch and learn session on August 1st. You can RSVP to City Hall if you would like to join us. Lunch will be provided. We're going to be putting together work teams around a couple of different events. One of those is a Knoxville app. So anybody on their mobile device can get information they might want about Knoxville, Iowa, very quickly. Menus for restaurants, where our parks are located, what events are happening, you know, within the next 24 hours. Just things that we think will make life a little easier for our families here and for visitors. So that's really what Thrive Knoxville is all about, and we look forward to having new ideas and inputs from other residents who want to join us and give some new ideas that we can figure out together how we can make them happen.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the new organization called Thrive Knoxville with Aaron Adams, Heather Ussery, Kevin Kincaid, Katrina Nelson, Teresa Mott, and Cassie Pearson. So people can say, hey, I want to help and jump on board?
They can. We have a Gmail account, thrivenoxvilleia@gmail.com. We have a Facebook account, and people can get a hold of any one of us. We are creating a contact list, and we'll be basically just putting out the call for help for different things. If they have suggestions or opinions they'd like to share, we would love to hear them. Again, our first lunch and learn is going to be August 1st. Anyone is welcome to join us and get involved that way if they would like. We are also pursuing a 501c3 nonprofit status so that if people want to donate to the cause for future endeavors, that's a possibility as well. We are currently going to go ahead. Our organizations are going to help fund the Complaint-Free World, so it's free to the public. Those three sessions, all you have to do is show up, and we're hoping to be able to do some more of those things for our community.
And there's some other members that couldn't be here today that have helped formulate the first stage of Thrive Knoxville.
Yes, that's true. Today we're missing Dylan Morse, and we're also missing Andrew Schmidt, who are part of our committee.
Andrew Schmidt at Celebrate Community Church and Dillon at Iowa State Savings Bank.
That's correct.
Andrew is also on the school board. He's the president of the school board, and we've had a few people inquire about it. How the group got to be, the members on the group got to be. And so one of the things that the Knoxville Living started out with is the three paid CEOs of the hospital, the city, and the school, and then another member of our organization. And then we reached out to Teresa and Dillon as just community members who are very active in many different organizations, thinking they might lend a little bit additional support for reaching more people in Knoxville that might want to get involved.
So a bunch of doers, not whiners.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Exactly. It's true.
Bob, I need to add in two of our organizations, the hospital and the school, also have a board member on the board. So Andrew is at on the school board, Teresa is on the hospital board, and we are looking for a city council member to be joining us too in the near future with their turnover. We haven't gotten that quite solidified, but it's coming.
So how does this fit in with strategic planning for the city?
Yeah, the city is in the middle of a comprehensive plan review, and I think this feeds right in with that. As part of that process, as the comprehensive plan is completed, it's going to set up goals and initiatives fed from the members of this community. So I think Thrive could really be an active part in helping to reach some of those goals. So I think the timing really is working out great in that sense, that Thrive is just getting going, and our comprehensive plan will be wrapping up later this fall. I guess early winter is when that will actually wrap up. So I think the timing is great, and that Thrive will be a group that's ready to hit the ground running and work towards some of those goals that have been identified by our community.
So if anybody's interested in helping out, it's time to get on board.
Yeah, I think this is one of those opportunities for what kind of community do you want to live in. We can be a place where people just roll into town and go to work and go back to their own homes, or we can make this the destination that this is where I want to raise my family, and this is an opportunity to get that started.
Thanks to Aaron Adams, Heather Ussery, Kevin Kincaid, Katrina Nelson, Teresa Mott, and Cassie Pearson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.